Hello everyone, my name is Safwan.
Hi, my name is Ruqya.
Hi, my name is Hanan.
Hi, my name is Abdullahi.
Hi, my name is Amid.
Welcome to our podcast, Fast Fashion Fallout. We're here today to speak about a major issue, how fast fashion contaminates our water resources with textile chemicals.
But first, we should talk about what fast fashion is and why it is such a major issue.
Fast fashion is when clothes are mass-produced and affordable but are made of fragile materials.
The mass production of these clothes can cause externalities.
Externalities are the consequences of commercial activity that affect a third party but aren't paid for by either consumers or producers.
Externalities can be either good or bad depending on the situation.
Like if most people were to get vaccinated, those who can't get vaccinated are able to stay healthy, which is a good thing.
And if someone smokes around people who don't smoke, everyone else is still at risk of breathing in the secondhand smoke, which is a bad thing.
The externality we will be talking about is one that could kill many people if it isn't changed soon.
We will be speaking about the water pollution from the textile industry during the dyeing process.
According to the European Parliament, textile production is estimated to be responsible for about 20% of global clean water pollution from dyeing clothes.
This is most evident in China with the Jian, East, and Yangtze rivers all being polluted by the dye.
It has gotten to a point where the Yangtze River is a shade of red due to the dye.
These three rivers make up the majority of China's fresh water.
The Yangtze River makes about 36% of China's freshwater supply alone.
The amount of people affected by these contaminated waters are huge.
Yeah, according to the World Health Organization, around 1.7 million deaths happen per year because they drank polluted waters.
The World Health Organization also states that around 550,000 of these deaths are from China.
How can we help change this?
We could try to get people to stop buying these clothes and to quit fast fashion as a whole.
But how would we get people to stop buying these clothes?
We could try to force businesses to raise their prices.
We can't change the demand because behavior is something that takes time to change.
Then we can try to change the supply.
We could try and force them to buy water to dye machines.
How would we enforce it though?
By taxing these companies if they don't.
If we keep on making them pay these fines, then they'll eventually buy the waterless dye machines.
That sounds like a good plan, but what if they just move their factories to places with no rules?
Exactly, that's why the solution has to be global, not just local. Everyone needs to be on the same page.
The EU is already cracking down. They're pushing for textile companies to follow strict water pollution rules.
That's true. And some brands are actually listening, especially if customers start demanding better.
We can help by shopping smarter, like from sustainable brands that don't pollute water.
Yeah, like Wholesome Culture. We looked into them, right?
Yeah, their clothes are made with organic cotton, and they don't use water-based dye.
That kind of company shows it's possible to make clothes without destroying the environment.
Well, let's be real, they're expensive. Not everyone can afford $50 for a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's the problem. Plus, they don't offer many sizes, so it's not super inclusive either.
So the goal isn't to just support these companies, but to make fashion better too.
Exactly. We can't expect everyone to stop shopping at places like H&M overnight.
But we can pressure those big brands to clean up their act.
And raise awareness. Like we're doing right now with this podcast.
People don't realize that one cotton shirt takes up to 2,700 liters of water.
That's enough for one person to drink for over 2 years.
That's why we're calling out this externality. This pollution doesn't stop at the factory, it spreads.
Rivers, lakes, and drinking water get contaminated, then people get sick.
And global fashion companies are responsible.
Right. They make billions, but they leave behind polluted.
And people in those countries end up paying the price with their health.
It's not just water either. Some of that waste ends up in the ocean too.
Which affects fish. And guess what? We eat that fish.
So it's a full circle. Polluted water, sick people, poison food.
And I'll just slowly come buy a $10 shirt that falls apart after 2 washes.
That's wild. Is it really worth it? Not at all. We have to think long term, not just about trends.
The good news is there are solutions, cleaner machines, or better materials.
Better habits too. We don't need a new outfit every week.
Less buying, more caring. That's the mindset shift we need.
Yeah, when we buy less, we're not only helping ourselves, but also the people around us.
When we use less water to dye our clothes, we save water for others who need it. If we started using organic cotton, we would save 218 million liters of water.
That's a lot of water.
We could use that water for more important things like drinking.
With so much water, it would be easy to get water from anywhere in the world.
But that's only if everyone works together to make that possible.
We can all help, even if the things we do are small.
Anything you do to help the environment is a good thing, whether it's huge or tiny.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fast Fashion Fallout.
We hope to see you again soon.
Goodbye.